there does seem to be some kind of a massive cover up of something. The earliest pictures we have of like these big cities are like from like the 1850s, and they're these massive cities, and they look very similar than they do today, actually, except for more grain looking, massive buildings, and there's like hardly any people out on the streets, like nobody. And sometimes in many cases, it looks like muddy streets. And it's like, okay, so where are all the people at? It's very odd to have a giant city like that with no people. And then when you start to see people later, in like sometimes you have these early videos of like these cities like Paris and London, and all the people are dressed really nice, like dressed to the nines, like aristocrat looking people. And then you're like, that there's just something so off about this. Like I can't really kind of put my finger on it, but something's really off. And then you start to see the orphan train thing, and you're like, okay, so wait a minute. These things have to be related. And that's why I started to make the connections. Like, wait a minute. The people who are dressed like that were not working in factories, right? They weren't working in fields. They weren't working in factories. These people look very rich. So maybe the pictures with nobody in them in these big cities, maybe the orphan trains were related to the fact that they needed people to go work in the factories. And then if you go look in more old pictures, kids working in factories, kids working in fields, kids doing all these random jobs. And then you see the insane asylums. Okay, so between like 1860 and 1929 in America, there's 250,000 kids on orphan trains. Again, the population is much bigger now. That number is huge now. It's way bigger then. And then there was 150,000 people in insane asylums. Okay, so the math actually makes sense, like that were these the parents of these kids? And then the kids get shipped all around the world, all around the country, at least here. And I know it was a worldwide thing. And then you see like the things. So there's like zero insane asylums now. There was like 1,500 of them in like 1900. There's like zero orphanages now. Like all these things that are just, they don't have them anymore. And if you go look at the buildings that were prisons, orphanages, and asylum styles, and they're all these massive castle style looking buildings. You ever notice that? Yeah. It seems very clear that, to me at this point, that those buildings were repurposed, because you would not build a castle and then turn it into a prison. You would not build a castle and then turn it into a sane asylum or an orphanage, because they don't look like that. Like, why would you spend that much money doing that unless it was already there and they needed a use for it, and that's what they chose to use it for? If you believe kind of the mud flood story, and even if you don't believe, if you're not a Christian, you don't believe in the whole little season idea, you have to believe that the controllers, or whoever you want to call them, literally burned cities down, murdered people, threw people in the same asylums to hide stuff. They literally burned down the best buildings you've ever seen, that we've never seen, I guess now. You know, the best buildings ever created in order to hide something. So what could they be hiding? I think what seems very clear and obvious, it's something you could not even imagine. Like, it's bigger than you can even imagine. Because that's the only reason people would do that, right? Am I wrong? I mean, like, you're talking about a worldwide thing that this happened in order to cover up something. And the history books don't write about the reason for all the mud. They don't write about all this stuff.
Yeah, there's nothing deeper. This is like the very bottom of the rabbit hole. There is nothing deeper than Little Season, than what happened in the 1800s and 90s. There is nothing deeper than this, because this explains everything.